This BBC podcast is supported by ads outside the UK.
BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
You're listening to Tuesday's episode of The Archers from BBC Radio 4.
So have you already seen the dentist?
Goodness, no. I'm just still in the waiting room, filling in forms. Oh, what about you? How's your quest to hijack this feature in Wicked and Stumps going?
Oh, so far, I've just been preparing the ground. When Lawrence gets back with the coffees, I'm going to steer the conversation round to the magazine. I have a few angles I might approach it from.
Well, I have complete faith in you. I'm sure you'll make a compelling case for including Ambridge in the article.
Oh, thank you. I hope the dentist is gentle with you.
I doubt she will be.
Well, text me when you finish. I'll walk round and collect you.
Right. And good luck, Lindy.
Yes. You too.
Here we go. Oh. Two flat whites.
Thank you, Lawrence.
I thought of another cricket and literature question for you while I was waiting for the coffees.
Oh, yes.
Where would you find the Butley Flower Show match?
Ah, I know that one. Memoirs of a Fox-Hunting Man.
Very good.
Siegfried Sassoon's description of cricket on the green is just perfect. I often thought of those passages during last year's games.
I must say I'm looking forward to our teams playing each other. Mm. I'm already beginning to feel the stirrings of a friendly rivalry between Rosrin and Ambridge.
And since I won our cricket in literature game, I would say that already places Rosrin in the position of underdog.
Now, literature won't help your team at the wicket.
True, but a good story might raise your Wicket and Stumps feature to something more than a workaday account of a grassroots team.
What are you thinking of?
Well, if there was a way we could evoke the true spirit of village cricket, what brings players and spectators out onto the village greens of Borsetshire every Sunday?
The desire to win? To be part of a team that digs in and gets the result. The hunger for those startling, memorable moments. The catch. The six.
Exactly. It's competition. Conflict. Rivalry. And don't you think you will rather lose all that if the focus is on one team only?
I see what you mean.
So, to involve another team in the article, that would allow for a story to be told. Rosrin in the Vale as worthy runners-up and then, for example, an underdog with everything to play for.
I don't know if you're in a hurry to get off, Linda, but those cakes on the counter look delicious. I couldn't tempt you to share a chocolate brownie, could I?
Yes. Why not?
Good-o.
Oh, all right, Alice.
Oh, hi, Tracy. How's Bert?
Oh, right, thanks. Though he's still got me running around after him. No Martha today?
Well, actually, I've been off work all day with her. She had a headache first thing, but then did a miraculous bounce back as soon as I'd rung nursery to say she would be in.
That old chestnut. What, even three-year-olds need a duvet day every now and then?
Well, that's what I thought. She's been way too lively for that. She's at the playground with Pip and Rosie, and I've been dispatched to buy snacks. The nice biscuits, like Daddy gets. I mean, I worked out she meant custard creams, but Joy says they're all sold out.
Guilty.
Ah.
I snaffled the last packet for Brad.
Is there any chance you'd swap? No, sorry. I can't ask you that. Can I?
Oh, no, it's fine. What you got there?
Chocolate chip cookies? Double chocolate chip.
Deal. I doubt my lot will care what biscuits I bring home as long as they have something sweet to dip into their tea.
Oh, thank you. I owe you.
Anything for my little great niece. Though, there is something you could do for me.
Oh, yeah? What is it?
Join my quiz team at the ball tonight. Chelsea and Neil have both come up with rubbish excuses to drop out.
But I thought it'd been cancelled anyway.
No, it's just that Jim's at a cello concert in Felpersham Cathedral. Kenton's stepping in as quizmaster.
Oh, okay, maybe. I could ask Chris to have Martha.
Ah, sorry. Chris is my only remaining team member.
What
about asking Susan to babysit for a couple of hours?
Hmm. It might be nice to do something with Chris, you know, as adults.
Yeah?
Yeah, actually hung out together rather than just handing Martha back and forth and chatting about whether we've conquered the last invasion of headlines.
And have you?
Yes, Tracy, we have.
Oh, good. You can be on the team then.
So you were saying it would be great to have another team from the division as part of the feature.
Was I?
Yes. You agreed it's hard to write about competitive spirit if all the focus is on one team.
Did I tell you that they're sending a photographer out to do a shoot?
No, you didn't.
Such a privilege to be able to showcase the beauty of our delightful villages in such a respected magazine. A legacy to be proud of as a cricket chap.
Oh, I couldn't agree more.
I must chase up the journalist. She said she'd be in touch early this week to firm up the details.
Oh, well, before you speak to her, I have a proposal for you.
Oh.
It's a little cheeky, but I think it might benefit us both.
Mm.
Oh, goodness, Robert.
Sorry to interrupt your...
I thought you were going to text when you'd finished. Are you all right? You look terrible.
I did text multiple times. I tried ringing, and in the end I thought it best to just walk down to meet you.
Oh, Robert, I'm so sorry. I had my phone on silent.
Yes, I feel like someone has stuffed my cheeks with cotton wool, punched me in the jaw and frozen my mouth.
Oh, you need to sit down.
I'll get another chair.
Oh, this is Lawrence, chair of Rosaran in the Vales cricket team, and this is Robert.
Good to meet you. Can I get you a coffee?
No. Nil by mouth, I'm afraid, Ron.
Of course. What I'd really like to do is just go home.
Yes, oh, poor old you.
Oh, you go, I'll settle up.
Oh, well, thank you, but I insist that we meet again so I can repay the favour.
I hope you feel better soon, old chap.
Thank you, yes, I'll meet you outside, Lindy.
Oh, right.
Oh, Linda.
Yes?
I'm intrigued by your proposal. Call me and we'll set another date.
So I needed to check the piglet's foot, but Mama Sow wasn't having it. She was honestly looking at me like, you grab my baby and I'll kill you.
Hi.
Oh, hi, Auntie Tracy. I persuaded Hannah to join our team.
I hope that's okay. Chris seems to have more faith in my general knowledge than I do.
I asked Alice to come along too. Susan's babysitting.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, great. The more the merrier. It'd be nice to see Alice for more than a 2-second swap over or dropping round one of Martha's teddies.
That's pretty much what she said about you.
Yeah.
Anyway, the pig story.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I get enough of pigs at home.
So, taking my life in my hands, I managed to scoop up the piglet and leap onto one of the large bales of hay with him. But the little fella was squealing and Mama Sow started circling and then headbutted the bale and I went flying into a fresh pile of manure.
Oh. Were you okay?
Amazingly, I was completely fine. The piglet ran back to his mother, who I swear was laughing at me.
It's like you're in a Tom and Jerry cartoon, Hannah.
Oh, we should call our team Pig Woman Might Fly, in your honour.
All right, ladies and gents, welcome to the Boer on this stormy night. I'm your quizmaster, Kenton Archer.
Woo-hoo!
Pens at the ready, folks. We'll be starting in 2 minutes.
Oh, Alice, over here, just in time.
Oh, hi, Chris. Mm. Tracy.
Hi.
Oh, hi, Hannah. I didn't realise there'd be four of us.
I think we'll be the dream team. How's Martha?
Yeah, she's all good. I left her doing a jigsaw with your mum. Can I get anyone a drink?
Oh, I'm fine.
Oh, thanks, Alice, but don't worry about us. We're already in a round.
So, to catch you up, we're called Hannah and the Pigmen.
Oh. We're not. We're called Pig Woman Might Fly.
Yeah, that's funny.
Right. Cool name. Where did that come from?
Oh, believe me, you don't want to know.
Right, we've got seven teams in tonight, so let's get cracking.
Here we are.
And may the best team win.
Right, come on, I've got a good feeling about this.
Here goes. Round one. Challenges to democracy.
Oh, crikey.
Which leader, known as the last king of Scotland, overthrew the president of Uganda in a military coup in January 1971?
Oh, Kenton would go easy on us.
I know. Who does he think he is? Jim Lloyd?
Now, this will hopefully cheer you up. Sweet potato soup.
Oh, thank you.
Not too hot.
No, I don't want you to see me eating it. I'm starving, but I still can't feel my face. Afraid I'll dribble.
Oh, Robert, you've nursed me through much worse than the odd dribble of sweet potato soup.
So you never said, how did it go with Lawrence?
Oh, very well. We have very much the same passion for village cricket. I'm sure he'll jump at the chance to include Ambridge in the feature.
But you haven't asked him yet.
Well, I was just about to lay out my thoughts when you turned up.
Oh,
Yeah, sorry, you had to rush off.
No, don't be silly. You were feeling rotten.
But still, shame not to seal the deal.
It's not a problem at all, Robert. I've arranged to meet him at Grey Gables Coffee Lounge on Thursday morning. Mm. You're welcome to come along.
Mm. I might just do that.
Won't it be great to get our team some national coverage? Mm.
And Wick and Stumps is an excellent publication. It's been going for decades, probably more than half a century.
I know. Can you imagine what our B&B guests will think when they see it opened on the coffee table to photos of Ambridge?
Yes.
I'm pretty sure if we get this one right, we'll have beaten the last straw.
So, with everything to play for, the very final question of the Kenton Archer Bull Quiz on the 4th day of February in the year of our Lord, 2025.
Oh, get on with it!
Oh, no heckling, Horobin. Okay, for 3 points, name the 3 books in the original trilogy by Suzanne Collins in the order they were written.
The Hunger Games.
Yeah. Then there's, is it Mockingjay?
No, it's definitely Hunger Games first.
No, then it's Catching Fire.
Yeah, Mockingjay last.
Yeah. I think you're wrong.
No, we're definitely right.
Catching Fire is the one set in the capital, and that's the last in the trilogy. Oh,
on your head be it, Carter.
And that's it, folks. Pens down and bring your answer sheets to me, please.
Oh, okay. I'll take it. All right. You're...
While the scores are being counted, do take the opportunity to refill your glasses and, of course, stock up on our salty snacks.
Oh, Chris, you were wrong. I just looked it up. What do you know?
Hey, we went with your answers loads of times.
Yeah, because they were right.
Okay, I admit it. I should have listened to you women.
Always. Hey, Alice, did Chris tell you I booked a lesson at the stables?
No. That's exciting.
Yeah, will it be with you?
More likely with Joanne.
I've always wanted to get good at horse riding. I went pony trekking as a kid on holidays in the New Forest, but I've never got around to having actual lessons.
Oh, it's the best. And Joanne's such a great teacher. I'll have a think about which horse to put you on, but we've got loads of options.
Oh, great. Looking forward to it.
Right. Riley, do you want to give us a hand with some more drinks?
Yep, okay.
Another orange juice, Alice?
No, I'm fine, thanks.
I wouldn't say no to another Shires. Thanks, Chris.
Right, you are.
Ta. You all right, Alice?
Yeah. It's been fun.
Are those two...
I don't know. I don't think so, but they seem... I presume Chris would have said if it was anything, you know...
Serious?
Yeah, because of Martha. But there might be, you know...
Yeah.
I mean, it would be great if they did get together. She's nice. We're divorced. Chris deserves to move on.
That's very sensible of you. Very mature.
Thanks.
It's hard, though, isn't it?
Yeah. It's really hard.
Yoga is more than just exercise. It's the spiritual practice that millions swear by. And in 2017, Miranda, a university tutor from London, joins a yoga school that promises profound transformation.
It felt a really safe and welcoming space. After the yoga classes, I felt amazing.
But soon, that calm, welcoming atmosphere leads to something far darker, a journey that leads to allegations of grooming, trafficking and exploitation across international borders.
I don't have my passport, I don't have my phone, I don't have my bank cards, I have nothing.
The passport being taken, the being in a house and not feeling like they can leave.
World of Secrets is where untold stories are unveiled and hidden realities are exposed. In this new series, we're confronting the dark side of the wellness industry, where the hope of a spiritual breakthrough gives way to disturbing accusations.
You just get sucked in so gradually, and it's done so skillfully that you don't realise.
And it's like this secret that's there. I wanted to believe that, you know, that whatever they were doing, even if it seemed gross to me, was for some spiritual reason that I couldn't yet understand.
Revealing the hidden secrets of a global yoga network.
I feel that I have no other choice. The only thing I can do is to speak about this and to put my reputation and everything else on the line. I want truth and justice. And for other people to not be hurt, for things to be different in the future.
To bring it into the light and almost alchemize some of that evil stuff that went on and take back the power.
World of Secrets, Season 6, The Bad Guru. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.